Now, I certainly don't profess to be an animal trainer. I've dealt with animals all my life in my work. Well, the two-legged kind. But when it comes to the tragedy at SeaWorld where the trainer died when she was picked up, shaken, and then drowned by a killer whale, I'm sure we'll make the animal rights nuts, like in PETA, go crazy and say that the killer whales and dolphins and such should not be kept in captivity in zoos and parks like SeaWorld. It's a tragedy to see this trainer, 16 years experience, I believe, life taken. I'm not sure if other cases like this have happened. I'm guessing they probably have. But in this case, I think it's simply just something that happens. No different than a, I guess, probably a lion tamer or someone who works with elephants, that the animal all of a sudden forgets how they've been trained and turned into an animal again. My guess is, and I emphasize the word guess, that's what happened in this case. What's tragic, not only the loss of the animal trainer, but the fact is that there was an audience watching at the same time. I guess when you go to a place like SeaWorld, you never expect something like this to happen, but a good lesson in life is always expect the unexpected. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.